Welcome to the godshow.us daily, the only philosophy arena where 15 ancient traditions enter the ring and your feelings are the referee. Tonight, honesty versus the thing you have never said. Let's get metaphysical.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, when I realize I have been honest my whole life but never once said the hardest true thing, what have I actually been doing? Which could mean, is careful honesty still integrity? Is omission a kind of lie? Or more plainly, if I kept every small promise to the truth, but protected the one that mattered most, what is the name for that? The question, honest my whole life, never said the hardest true thing. What have I actually been doing? Here is what strikes me. Almost every tradition we looked at today said the same thing in a different language, which is, that is not honesty, that is curation. Existentialism called it the architecture of omission. You built a life-shaped structure with one load-bearing wall missing and called the whole thing integrity. Islam said you were facing Mecca with your body while your heart faced the wall. Judaism just asked quietly, you have never lied. To whom? And then it let that sit there, which honestly, Reb Zosia, respect.
I want to push back slightly, because Stoicism and Epicureanism do something different here. They are not saying you are a coward. They are saying you are managing. Stoicism calls it rehearsal, honest about everything that left your reputation intact. Epicurean says you arranged the meal pleasantly, but were never present at the moment presence was required. That is a slightly kinder read, and it is also more accurate for most people I know, including myself if we are being real.
Buddhism and Zen land harder. Buddhism says you were tending the riverbank while never touching the water. That stone in your chest has been there so long you stopped feeling its weight. Zen asks, and I am not kidding, this is the actual response. What is the color of the word you swallowed in 1997? Which is either a koan or a real WTF moment. But either way, you know exactly what year they mean. You felt it. The pop culture oracle pulled Ali versus Frazier on us. All the talking, all the sparring, and then one punch lands and reveals that the talking was protection. Safe truths. I confess I have been fluent for decades and said nothing that cost me sleep.
Here is where traditions genuinely split. Vedanta says the hard thing is not a confession waiting, it is the dissolution of the one who confesses. The self that has been carefully honest is itself the withheld thing. That is not a therapy prompt. That is an ontological claim. You are not hiding a sentence. You are hiding behind a self. Christianity and Sufism are warmer. They say the wound kept you company. You mistook the heat for devotion. And that is not condemnation, but the door is still outside. Your hand is still on the handle. Hinduism says Arjuna showed up with a perfectly strung bow and still had to be dragged into the actual war by God, which is, as the tradition notes, a little embarrassing.
So what do you actually do with this? Absurdism says the rock is already in your hands, and say it now. Taoism says you were the chisel that never struck. Not dishonest, just carved around the one place you would not touch. Cynicism is the most direct. You have been honest the way a dog is loyal to the hand that feeds it. Reliably, safely, never once biting the hand that deserves the teeth. If you are someone who responds to structure, the Stoic move is to name the thing privately, test it, and speak it with precision. If you are someone drawn to surrender, the Islamic and Sufi move is to stop calling the direction of your comfort the direction of truth. The hard true thing has been standing there. It is not moving. It is patient. What this episode leaves us with is a distinction worth keeping. There is honesty, and then there is presence at the exact moment presence is required. Tomorrow's question is waiting at thegodshow.us. I think you know what to do between now and then.
Thegodshow.us, where 15 traditions just asked you what year you swallowed that word and are waiting for an answer. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The show is free and multilingual. If it is useful to you, share it. Subscribe wherever you listen, or support it directly at thegodshow.us. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.